online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, two classmates who joined in County Derry have been laid to rest in their school uniforms on the day they were due to start a new school term. Borgash Energy residential customers are facing a steep rise in their bills from next month. Speaking as Leaving Cert students received their results today, the head of the Donegal ETB says this year's students have overcome major challenges and should be extremely proud of themselves. And the Minister for Health has been criticised for failing to respond to a proposal being put forward by a Donegal deputy to address the shortage of doctors in Ireland. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrisher. First news this evening, two classmates who drowned in County Derry have been laid to rest in their school uniforms on the day they should have been returning to school after summer. Reuven Simon and Joseph Sebastian died after getting into difficulty at Enoch on Monday. A joint funeral was held for both boys earlier at St Mary's Church, Ardmore. Family and friends pay tribute, as did St Colm's College school principal Finbar Madden.
Today was to be Reuven and Joseph's first day as A-level students at St Colm's College. They had won their place in sixth formers by dint of their outstanding GCSE achievements. However, instead of this day being an occasion of deep pride for you, their parents, their families and friends, it has become for all of us a day of profound desolation. Put simply, Reuven and Joseph were college boys. It is a name of honour that we give to those young men who live the example of what our school stands for. I think that Joseph and Reuven's year head, Mrs. Barr, found the words best that sum both boys up perfectly. She told me that both boys were a gift every day to our school and to the wider community. They were loyal to each other and were never separated. They laughed together, worked together, and supported one another as best friends should always do. We are so blessed, she said, that we had had the privilege to know them and to call them college boys.
Borgash is increasing electricity bills by an average of 34% and gas bills by 39% from October the 2nd. The company is blaming significant increases in wholesale energy costs. The average electricity bill will go up by over €48 a month, while gas bills will rise by over €43 a month. Earlier, Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue said the government is working on a number of fronts to deal with the energy crisis.
National level, we brought the budget forward to be ready for this moment to help within the year, and then at international and European level we'll play our part. I'm attending the G7 meeting of finance ministers this afternoon as president of the Eurogroup, which is all about this, the largest economies in the world coming together to see what we can do, and then meetings will be taking place in Europe next week to see as the collective action that we can take to make a difference to this problem.
The head of the Donegal ETB says this year's Leaving Certificate students have overcome major challenges and should be extremely proud of themselves. Over 60,000 students have received their results today, over 2,000 in Donegal. The first round of CAO offers are to be made on Thursday. Donegal ETB Chief Executive Anne McHugh says COVID-19 presented challenges during the past two school years, but says the students have shown great resilience.
It's always a momentous day. Leaving Cert Results Day is always a great day in every school. Now, unfortunately, the students are not receiving the results in school this year as per the last couple of years, but I'm sure there'll be lots of time for people to celebrate. And obviously, school guidance counsellors are available if they wish to discuss the results or to see what might be their next step.
This cohort of students, they've had a tough time of it over the past 2 years. This is a big achievement for them to have got to where they are today.
It absolutely is. They've had a very difficult time. Like the last couple of years, I suppose. But I'd like to take the positives out of things that haven't gone so well for people. And I think they will have learned a lot. They will have learned a lot about resilience and a lot about learning to keep going and to negotiate. And I suppose the department did make a couple of changes to papers and things to allow them to, you know, to not feel too disadvantaged during the last couple of years. It hasn't been easy. We absolutely acknowledge that. But students have been fantastic. Their parents have, families and schools have been fantastic and have really worked hard.
If there is a student out there who maybe hasn't gotten the results they were expecting, what advice do you have for them and their next step?
Today, more than any time in the past number of years, there are so many options for students. In listening to national coverage today on the radio, it seems to be all about CAO, and there's so much more for students. We in Donegal ETB have a thriving FET service. We just launched our prospectus this week where students can aim to choose a range of courses.
The Minister for Health has been criticised for failing to respond to a proposal being put forward by a Donegal deputy to address a shortage of doctors in Ireland. Deputy Thomas Pringle claims Stephen Donnelly has not responded to his emails which ask him to consider recruiting doctors from Cuba. Deputy Pringle has had positive discussions about the proposal with the Cuban ambassador. He says the government needs to act to ease the burden on the health service.
Cuba has been supplying doctors to Portugal, Sweden and Italy over the last number of years. So in terms of the qualifications being recognised at the European level, I don't think there would be a problem. The Cubans have a huge reputation globally of providing doctors and medical staff to countries all across the world. And I know from my discussions with the ambassador that he believes that this is something that the Cuban government would be very interested in doing as well. All it would require is for the Irish government to make contact with them and ask for their support.
You did raise this in the Dáil earlier this year already. Did you get any formal response from the minister, from the department, any sense that there is a political will to make this happen?
No, I mean, there's no political will even to respond to you when you raise queries, never mind whether they actually make the queries happen or not, you know. So, I mean, I think this it does require a public demand that this happens. And you know, I mean, the Minister for Health hasn't even replied to my email when I contacted him 2 weeks ago. You know, that's the kind of level of engagement that you get from the government in this country. But I will be continuing to push this and highlight this because I think it's something that while we are waiting for our own medical services to catch up in terms of training doctors and stuff like that there, and also to relieve the burden in the health services. That, you know, one of the problems in the health services, we expect doctors to do 24-hour shifts, one 24-hour shift a week. That kind of stuff is not acceptable anymore for anybody. So we need additional doctors to actually ease that burden, to shorten the shifts and make it a reasonable working situation for people. And then we could start to recruit doctors locally as well.
There's been a 28% decrease in the number of people awaiting access to the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service in Donegal. However, 118 young people in the county are still on a waiting list. The HSC says while it is mindful of the challenges facing CAMHS in Donegal, it says it's making progress to address the waiting lists. Emma Ryan has more.
At the end of June this year, there was one young person in the south of the county waiting more than a year for an initial assessment by the Donegal Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service. This compares to zero for the same period last year. Meanwhile, there were 118 young people waiting less than 12 months for an initial assessment. This compares to 165 for the same period last year, a fall of 28%. Across the whole of the Community Healthcare Cavan, Donegal, Leitrim, Monaghan, Sligo region, there was a total of 417 young people waiting for an initial assessment at the end of June, compared to 422 for the same period in 2021. The HSE says Donegal CAMHS continues to deliver and improve upon high quality services despite all of the challenges that the service faces.
A Donegal County Council Planning Enforcement Officer has visited the former village court bar in Kilmacrenan, and his report finds that recent renovations at the premises are in order and not in breach of planning regulations. Donald Kavanagh reports.
In the report, which was sent to the owner this afternoon, the enforcement officer notes that the works comprised of internal refurbishment works, which are an exempt development. The former bar area was vacant and unoccupied. The building comprises a number of private locked bedrooms, toilets and a ground floor kitchen and communal area. The report says the former hotel is currently occupied by migrant refugees on a temporary basis. In line with the government rehousing scheme, the building has been inspected by the developer's architect and the fire safety officer. The planner says on the basis of the site inspection and having regard to the provisions of the planning and development regulations, it's considered the current use and refurbishment works are exempt. He concludes it is deemed that an offence has not taken place in this instance and recommends that formal enforcement action does not proceed.
The MICA Action Group is calling on affected homeowners to join the cost of living protest being held in Dublin later this month. The Cost of Living Coalition organised event aims to force government to take action on the cost of living crisis and to ensure measures are included in the upcoming budget. The protest gets underway at 2:30pm on Saturday, September the 24th at Parnell Square. Michael Doherty says people need to stand up and be counted.
There's people, and rightly so, all over the country saying enough is enough. Imagine how it feels then to be a MICA or Pyrite homeowner, on top of that, facing tens of thousands of euros on top of the cost of living. Well, that's us. And if there is anybody needs to be down in Dublin on the 24th of September, it's us. It's the MICA, Pyrite, Pyritite affected homeowners in all affected counties. We need to be down there and we need to be counted. So what they ask is that you make time available. Do not leave it to others. Okay, please stand up, step forward, be counted, be in Dublin on Saturday, the 24th of September. Wear your MICA t-shirts, your Pyrite t-shirts, bring your banners, bring your signs, you know, make it loud, make a presence felt. What we need is thousands of feet on the street on that Saturday, the 24th of September. People often ask, what can you do? This is what you can do. Do not leave it to others. Make arrangements. The time is in front of us now to make that happen. Find your own way. It should not be a case of hand-holding to make this happen. This is important, and we know that when it's left to others, it just doesn't happen. So please stand up, be counted, and let's be down there. There'll be plenty of others down there, but we need to be there, and we deserve to be there more than anybody with the way this government has treated us. We've seen enough of that.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic games, and all fixtures in Roscommon this weekend have been postponed. It follows a withdrawal of services by the county's referees committee. On Wednesday night in Ballyforan, the referee of an under-17 match was hospitalised. Investigations are ongoing into the incident, and Roscommon GA say that all postponed games will be refixed for a fortnight's time. Well, here in Donegal, it's set to be Super Sunday in the Donegal Senior Football Championship with round four games to take place. It is the fourth and final round of the group stages before we go to the quarterfinals, so there is still lots to play for. Kilcare, St Union's Gwydor and Éirua have already secured places in the last eight. Wins for Niamh Connell at home to Gwydor, Glenswilly away to Ardra, and Killybegs in the road to Clonhilly will also secure quarterfinal places for those teams. St Michael's Foremasters and McCool's would scrap for the last place with games against St Noel's, Glenfinn and St Union's. Now, if Niamh Connell and Glenswilly don't win, they could still make the quarterfinals on 5 points due to their healthier score difference. A first one of the year for Clonhilly, Glenfinn, Bundoran, Ardra, St Noel's or Milford will be enough to drag them out of the bottom four relegation playoff spots. So there's a lot to play for. We will have reporters at the bulk of the games on a Sunday. But our feature match is going to be Niamh Connell against Gwydor at Davy Brennan Park. And both sides, of course, have a rich history in the Donegal Senior Football Championship. It's our feature match. We'll have full match commentary. And on CoCom with me will be Brendan Kilcoyne.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, very interesting game to look forward to on Sunday. You know, we recall the trilogy of 2019 when these two teams really went at it and, you know, it created quite a amount of debate at the time. Really, really interesting games, really fought, tight, hard-fought games. So, listen, it really is a hard one to call. Both teams are coming off good victories last weekend with Vidor beating the Ghouls by, you know, fairly convincingly. Ethan Harkin shooting the lights out with 8.6 from play, and Gavin McBride contributing handsomely too with 1-2. And, you know, they've been two key players for Vidor this year. But, you know, this is a new Vidor team, a lot of young fellas coming in. But you will know too that they're bringing back a few of the more experienced players, Darrell Whelan, Niall Freel, possibility or McNeilis maybe. But it's the form of Ethan Harkin that really is, you know, pushing Gidor on, and we know the experience they have of the two McGees, the Keane Mulligans, these guys, but there's a lot of young fellas that are coming in. So they'll be going down to Davy Brennan Park, but listen, we know how tough Nate Connell are down there. They're a tough and hardened championship team. How many times have we said it over the year? You know, they came away with a 5-point victory down at the Bridge Auction last week. We were down there at it, and, you know, they really are a difficult side to beat down there. And as I say, both Martin Regan and Trevor Alcorn will be, you know, taking this game. They'll want to continue momentum, so they want to maintain that momentum that they've built up, because, you know, a defeat for either side could have a major dent on confidence going into a quarter-final clash. And, you know, I slightly fancy Nate Connell because they've the more settled team, they've a bit more experience in the team. I would slightly fancy them to possibly edge it, and that would set up an intriguing quarter final then against their neighbours, Glen Swilly. But listen, it's too tight to call. I wouldn't rule out a draw. Gidor's form, I mentioned it the whole way through the year, if they can create a run of results, they really do create momentum. The dressing room gets tight, and they'll be a feature come the championship too. So, yeah, actually looking forward to what should be a great game down Davy Brennan Park, 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Highland's championship coverage is brought to you by Highland Motors Letterkenny, your main Renault and Dacia dealer in Donegal, with the iconic Dacia Duster, the family SUV for all your adventures. Available in diesel and petrol from just €200 per month. Lending terms and conditions apply. See Renault.ie.
Brendan Kilcoyne there, who will be joining me in the commentary position for the Neve Connell Gwydor game on Super Sunday in the Donegal Senior Football Championship, and we will, of course, have coverage of the other seven matches as well. Australian-bound Conor McKenna has given a commitment to his club that he'll be available for its entire championship journey this season. The All-Ireland winner may not be seen in a Tyrone shirt again, but he will don the distinctive blank of Eglish for the Intermediate Championship ahead of his departure for a second spell in the AFL. A number of clubs down under are understood to be interested in signing him. He did, of course, spend five successful seasons with Essendon before returning home in 2020 to fulfil his dream of winning an All-Ireland. Now to football in the SSE, our trusty Premier Division tonight. Bohemians go into the derby with Shamrock Rovers under the temporary stewardship of Trevor Crawley and Derek Pender. Also on the fixture list is second place Derry City entertaining UCD. When the sides previously met, Derry were comfortable 7-1 winners. Dundalk start the night in third, and they are at home to Shelburne. UCD are bottom of the table, 2 points adrift of Finn Harps. The Ballybuffet men are in Dublin tonight to play St Patrick's Athletic, and we'll have updates from that game here in Highland as from the 7:45 kickoff with Conor Breslin. Philip Mihailovic, Regan Donlan, Ethan Boyle and Rob Jones are all doubts for tonight's tie. Ryan Connolly and Ryan Rennie are unavailable through suspension, along with manager Ollie Horgan, who will be forced to watch from the stands. Former Finn Harps captain Declan Boyle feels Harps will need to hit the first net, will need to hit the net first rather, if they are to get a result in Inchicore.
In the Premier League so far this season, it's been very evident that the team that scores first normally goes on to win the game, and that's crucial, especially away from home. So Hearts will have to score away from home, and our form away from home hasn't been good this season, so it's very hard to see that happen. But, you know, you just never know in football, and you never know with Hearts. Sometimes they can produce big results when needed, and against St Pat's, they're obviously looking for a wee bit of luck, a big performance, and maybe an underperformance by St Pat's on the day as well might help them as well. St Pat's, as we know, are pushing for Europe, and they're in fourth place, 8 points ahead of Sligo Rovers, and they're looking to get into third if possible.
Former Harps man Declan Boyle looking ahead to that fixture tonight. Elsewhere in the First Division, with Galway not in action, Cork City can open up a 10-point lead at the top if they win at home to Longford. Two games tonight in the Irish League Premiership. Crusaders play Larne, and Dungannon Swifts are up against Coleraine. Leona Maguire is currently two shots off the lead at the Dana Open in Ohio. The Cavan golfer 6 under par with 4 to play of her second round. The joint leaders are Wei Lang Shu and Lucy Lee. Stephanie Meadow was level par. She's playing the last. And Jonathan Caldwell will go into the weekend best of the Irish at the Med and Hammerland event in Denmark. The County Down golfer shot a 71 today to remain on 6 under. Caldwell is 9 shots adrift of the halfway leader, Ross McGowan. Andy Murray is in third round action at tennis's US Open later for the first time since 2016. The 2012 champion faces Italian 13th seed Matteo Berrettini after coming back from a set down to beat American wildcard Emilio Nava on Tuesday. And finally, in motorsport, Formula One's governing body has ruled Oscar Piastri can drive for McLaren next season. Rival team Alpine had lodged a complaint after they felt the Australian driver had committed to them, but that appeal failed today. And that's your sport for the moment here on Highlands. Michaela, don't forget our next studio programs tomorrow afternoon at 2.
Thanks, Aisin. And for weather now, it will be cloudy this evening with a band of persistent rain bringing some heavy and possibly thundery falls. Lowest temperatures tonight of 10 to 14 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, two classmates who drowned in County Derry have been laid to rest in their school uniforms on the day they should have been returning to school after summer. Reuven Simon and Joseph Sebastian died after getting into difficulty at Enoch on Monday. The head of the Donegal ETB says this year's Leaving Certificate students have overcome major challenges and should be extremely proud of themselves. Over 60,000 students have received their results today, over 2,000 in Donegal. The Minister for Health has been criticised for failing to respond to a proposal being put forward by a Donegal deputy to address the shortage of doctors in Ireland. Deputy Thomas Pringle claims Stephen Donnelly has not responded to his emails, which ask him to consider recruiting doctors from Cuba. And there's been a 28% decrease in the number of people awaiting access to the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service in Donegal. However, 118 young people in the county are still on a waiting list. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is news with Colm Ferrisher, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shaver Mahas of Colin Ferreter and Shaldon of Reeves Guilty. Tan Hogal Air a Lahars in Geltard, the Glun and Ald and Kedur and Chagt and Shaw. Europe done Ked Glun Ella and Tema and Hogal Agus Genhi Udras Negeltakta Agus Hoyle Hunde Glun and Ald. Osta done Channel and Chart and Shaw. The session to Gisbrakta Agus Play a Yenav Hursi Edgernashunta. Le bem fwy lai cionachar na mŵr cest yna chw amsra an sil sa gieltacht. Cora tŵs le hymachdi yn yw yn lach y cennan a omprahar an codj smod yn a hymachdi a mach ag an parc gro yn gydor ta gaholus ag udrys boncai i. Fogreit ar comai agor reidjun na gieltacht yn cedach yn erin a ta con parcha glacu i glar urypach trenala agos fastiocta Eurodyssey, Renew and Prev Aymanach Udras Negeltakta, Michal O'Henny and Scale Shinna Ogurch, Eg Oskulch and Hogala Air and Let You Kennen a New. Spe Creen a Fela, Clar Gilligate, the Kudge Connor Negeligate, Ilahar Arisht and Liana, Egan Picnic Electrach, Sta Yav Lian, the Kyol Bio Brever, Tereshave Air Arden, Nakolchala. Fin togra gudí sha komai le lahar campala geltacta agus tahar agsul le sin geliga a chur a crina fela a rist an liana tagar listi the lowers geliga na bliana fihet fihet sa dol fogar ha komai sta she lower jeg anyam nihe gar listi na bliana sha da gradam I hulawain sin an lower na bliana dan leher fasta gradam rex carlo da leher og agus gradam da valriha The Lord na bliana da hihir astriha gudji geliga. A mask na Lord gyarlisti I hulawan na blach na dolach a ta falsiha ag evloj. Agus knusa garskeel ta ko amsharha alta a ta gesht na blach na dolach na skeel ta krenjiha ufias a ord skrivnor as ka ga karn da kwega olu. Agus ta na skeel ta shin falsiha I varam pod kreel ta komai ag evloj. Bunk IE. Shin Mahodsha Illegal Year, Slan August Bannerkut.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 2nd of September. The death has taken place at his home of Walter Mervyn Moore, Ballycushion, Carrigans. His remains will repose at his late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock for funeral service at 2:30 in Tiboyne Parish Church, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family first. Only please, donations in lieu if desired to the Alzheimer's Society of Donegal, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Kathleen K. O'Donnell, Carrow Cushlon, Ballina, County Mayo, reposing at McGowan's Funeral Home, Ballina, on Saturday evening from 7 o'clock with removal at 8:30 to St. Murdoch's Cathedral, Ballina. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 12:30 with burial afterwards to League Cemetery, Ballina. Family fires only, please, donations if desired to Cree or Ballina Carers Association, care of McGowan's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Sarah Gallagher, Carrick Finn, Kincashla. Her remains are reposing at Midland's Funeral Home with Rosary at 8 o'clock this evening. Her remains will repose at her home in Carrick Finn from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning with Rosary at 8. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 in Star of the Sea Church, Anagri, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family fires only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Dunloe Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Sister Gerard McLaughlin, Sisters of Mercy, St. Catherine's Convent, Ballyshannon, late of Drumhill, Termon, reposing at St. Catherine's Convent tomorrow from 2 until 6. Removal on Sunday morning to St. Patrick's Church, Ballyshannon, for 11 o'clock funeral mass, with burial afterwards in the Abbey Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place in Connecticut, USA, of Martin Gallagher, Carrickatascan, Gwydor, reposing at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derrybeg, today until Rosary at 8, and again tomorrow from 3 o'clock until Rosary at 8. Funeral Mass in St. Mary's Church, Derrybeg, on Sunday morning at 11, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Pat Rowan, 116 Marine Drive, Killybegs. Remains reposing at his residence until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon to 10 p.m. Removal from his residence on Sunday morning at 10:30 to St. Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass will be streamed live on mcnmedia.tv. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Oncology Ward, Sligo University Hospital, care of any family member, or McBrearty Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Garvin McFadden, The Lynx, Sea Point, Termon Fechan, County Louth, and formerly of Rathmullen, reposing at his home until 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral tomorrow at 11:30 to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Termon Fechan, arriving for funeral mass at 12 noon. It can be viewed live on termonfechanparish.ie. Burial afterwards in Holy Cross Cemetery, Sheetland Road. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired to the Irish Cancer Society. House private, please, tomorrow morning. And the death has occurred of Marion Douglas, née Roger, Legnathraw, St. Johnson. Marion's remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St. Columbus Church, Drumahill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, Letterkenny, care of any family member, or Kelly's funeral directors. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.